Greetings, this is Marguerite Grigalioso of Seven Sisters Mystery School, and today I wanted to offer an oracle on the solstice, the winter solstice in the northern part of the world. As you may know, I have moved to the northeastern part of the United States, to western Massachusetts, and so this has put me back in touch more strongly with the four seasons, and therefore with the wheel of the year, the sacred holidays of the equinoxes and the solstices. I am feeling very deeply the winter solstice this year here in the northern part of the globe, because the winter takes you into the darkness and the cold and the death realms more strongly here where I'm living. And so I wanted to see where this exploration of the solstice is going to lead us today as a message for all of us. And I also wanted to bring in the Blessed Mother Mary, to be present so that I may ask her questions about this time, this sacred time, and what it means for all of us, and what this turning of the seasons can be bringing for us. So the first thing I've been receiving is that these solstices are the point of duality, and therefore they're the point of infinity. They are where one thing flips into its opposite, so to speak, as we see it, where the darkness flips into the light in winter solstice, and where the light flips into darkness in summer solstice. So it's that pivotal point. And in the northern part of the world, the winter solstice is the time where death turns into birth. And in the summer, it's the opposite. Birth turns into death. And then we also have the quadrant where in the southern part of the world, it's the complete opposite. What's going on? Right now, birth is turning into death there as the sun time is flipping into the darker time. So these are great mysteries to ponder with. And what I'm inviting us to do now is just sit with this. Just close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. And just sit with this point, this pivot point, this point where opposites unite, the point of infinity. And notice that point of infinity between the darkness and the light, the death and the birth. And allow yourself to, if you wish, to go through that point, through that portal, into the portal of infinity. So the solstices are the points of infinity, whereas the equinoxes are the points of balance. And feel yourself in that infinity realm. What is that infinity realm feeling like to you? Is it the void? Notice, if so, that the void is pregnant. Pregnant with possibilities, and pregnant with all time being simultaneous. All timelines are gathered around you in a circle. So therefore, you can, at these critical times of year, change your destiny consciously, if you wish, by choosing a new timeline. So I'm inviting you in this void place to be asking your highest goddess, God self, for guidance as to which is the destiny line for your greatest good. in this coming year. And you don't even need to know what the content is. Just find that line in this soup of the void and just connect yourself with it. Connect it to your umbilical belly button and see that it's a line that's going to play out now for your greatest good, the line that provides you with the most of what you need going forward this year. We're now sending some love and golden light to this line that emerges like an umbilical cord out of your belly button on into the future as time will unfold in a linear fashion. So at this solstice time, you're receiving the blessing of your ideal timeline, and we're calling in the Blessed Mother Mary to lend her energy of gold light with rose-colored light in it, an energy of love, and just feel that umbilical receiving love, perhaps first starting in your own heart and then feeling that energy flow down to your third chakra, your umbilical cord, and feel it flowing out to that umbilical cord coming out of your navel, going forward. On out into the infinite future, and now see that love energy, that there's another umbilical cord behind you, starting from your back behind your navel, and that's the timeline that you've been on thus far. And just send now a blessing of the golden light with rose and love from Blessed Mother Mary back through your timeline. Back to infinity, which goes back to your birth in this lifetime and you can find your ideal timeline going backward, that life that was the most beneficial to you of all your lives, and just send that blessing backward. And calling energies up from Mother Earth through your legs to your navel and down from Mother, Father, Cosmos to your navel, and just see those flows of beneficial energy flowing out behind and in front of you. And now if you wish, just retract those cords back into your navel and come backward through the portal of the infinity point of the equinox of the solstice and come back to where you're sitting right now. And just allow yourselves to experience those blessings. Allow your DNA to experience those blessings, knowing that you've done something powerful to receive blessings. Send them for yourself to intentionally pull and project energy from your ideal timeline from the past and into your ideal timeline from the future, and whatever happens there is what is going to be for your greatest good. This adhering and aligning with the grid of your greatest good periodically can be very helpful in just gaining some focus and clearing things out and bringing you out of a state of confusion and into a state of well-being. And again, you don't need to know what the content of the timelines is or is going to be. So just sit for a moment with this. and Blessed Mother Mary has become deeply associated with this, what is winter time up in the Northeast, in the northern part of the world, particularly for me in the Northeast, but not for everyone. And we know that December has been the time of her Immaculate Conception by Anne on the 8th, and the 12th, the Virgin of Guadalupe's festival, and other festivals, the birth of the Divine Child around the time of the solstice. So you're being invited to feel that energy of the Blessed Mother now, and her womb chakra, that she was born of a sacred womb, and she gave birth from her sacred womb. And just now allow yourself to feel the blessing of that sacred womb into your own womb chakra if you are female. And if you are a male, know that an inch and a half below your navel is the floating point known as the Nada Bindu point, which connects you with the Holy Womb Chakra. It is a portal to Mother Divine's Holy Womb Chakra. So feeling your connection with your Holy Womb Chakra, be it through your whole womb or through your Nada Bindu point. And just receive a blessing of the Holy Womb Chakras of Mother Mary, her mother Anne, and Mother Divine herself. And really the Holy Womb Chakra involves everywhere from the navel for the woman to the vulva, and similarly for the male, the entire pelvic region. And just allow yourself to receive a blessing here. These are the chakras that so often have trouble and turmoil associated with them. These are the chakras of money, sexuality, and will, power. They're also the chakras of balance, creativity, and energy in their positive valence. So just allow yourself to receive the blessing from the Holy Womb Chakras down the line, from Mother Divine to Anne to Mary to you. The solstice being the time of the birth of the Divine Child. And that is all of us. We are the birther, and we are the birthed. And the solstice is that pivot point where you are both. So just allow yourself to feel that paradox of being the Divine Child who's being birthed right now, and being the one who is birthing that Divine Child. Just feel that nested, paradoxical mystery in your own body, and let it influence your DNA and your entire being, your entire intelligence. Just sit with that for some moments here and feel that now. This is actually the meaning of the yin-yang. It is also the meaning of the sexual organs, which, as we learn, are one and the same thing. They're the same tissue, either inverted inwardly or expressed outwardly, either the Holy Womb Chakra or the phallus. In a sense, they are one and the same. So allow this to be a time of feeling that unity as well within you. knowing that you may have incarnated in one side of the polarity versus another. But you contain the yin-yang of male-female within you. And the energetic valences that both of those carry. So allow that realization and that intelligence now to permeate your being. And really, in a sense, this is the same dance, whether we're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere. Whether it is darkness birthing into light or light birthing back into darkness, it's really the same. So as we experience that, let's feel the balancing of the hemispheres of our Earth. For we know that we are wanting a balance between north and south, the eagle and the condor. Let us feel all being one at this great moment of the solstice. And let us send that blessing of unity and balance into the entire planet, Mother Earth herself, her consciousness, Gaia, and all of the creatures that are a part of her. And notice that this play of opposites is both static, still, and dynamic, moving at the same time. So allow yourself to hold that paradox and let that permeate your system, your beingness, your consciousness. Let it do its work inside of you. The holding of opposites, the holding of paradox, where things that are opposite actually are the same, and you have an experience of that in your consciousness, opens you to fifth dimensional consciousness. So just allow that to happen now. Allow that opening to take place throughout your entire being, all your chakras going all the way up to your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown, your eighth chakra above your head, and many of the other chakras in your limbs and extremities and all of your chakras going out into infinity. Just feel that you're getting this fifth dimensional tune-up, so to speak. Good, and now focusing on your heart, because really, as we know, as you know, it's all about love. Love is the only answer, it's the only question, really. And when we live in a reality of love and a universe of love, it does shift things dramatically. So allow yourself now to receive that blessing of Mother Mary as the emanation of Mother Divine into your heart, the Sacred Heart blessing, a blessing of true divine love for you. Allow yourself to feel loved to the best of your ability. Feel loved by the universe. coming through Mother Mary, or perhaps there's another being whose valence speaks to you even more. Feel the love coming from that great being to you, for you. And allow yourself to begin to transmit that love to yourself. Your body, your mind, your spirit, your consciousness, your reality, the oversoul of which you are a part, and allow yourself now to feel that love for others, starting with those who are easy to love, perhaps people, places, pets, or things. And now send that flow into where you're living, your dwelling, and the community of people around you. Sending that flow of love and feeling its infinite coming to you, through you, from Mother Divine, from Blessed Mother Mary. Sending that love to all the natural places around you. As well as the dwellings, the people, and the creatures. Sending that love farther beyond to, if you're in the United States, your state, or wherever you are, your region. Just sending that flow nice and easily, no efforting, just an easy flow of love. And just gently expand that flow outward to your whole country, beyond your country, to the neighboring countries and to perhaps the oceans that are nearby. All the people, places, things, and creatures, and then feel it going all the way around the earth, enveloping the earth. And now just feel yourself receiving a blessing from the sun. The sun that's at its birth point in the north and its death point in the south. Feel the power and energy of this great being we call the sun. Others have called it Helios and many other forms of consciousness. You feel the light coming into you, all the photons and the neutrinos coming into every aspect of your being. Knowing that every neutrino, every photon contains light and dark. So allowing for that great balancing within you, that dynamic movement that is both still and in motion. Good, and feeling your feet. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling. If your eyes have been closed, you may open them. And may this solstice blessing bring you great benefit. And thanks to Mother Mary and Mother Divine and Mother Earth, blessed be.